her husband very much saw her as an equal partner and treated her that way in the White House. He gave her roles that were had never been really given to a first lady before, and she did them with great gusto. She did them with great enthusiasm, and she demonstrated empathy when she went out into the world as his representative, as the country's representative, and that really changed how first ladies were looked at.
Now, she had earned the nickname the Steel Magnolia. Of course, the movie had come out long after the Carter presidency had ended, but how much steel was there beneath that very calm and demure exterior that she projected?
Not having known her myself, I couldn't fully answer that, but she was obviously very devoted to her husband and her husband's causes and stood by him through what was a rough one-term presidency, stood by him during the longest of long-shot campaigns in 1974 or 75, and I can only imagine she must have been a person of tremendous resolve.
Now, she and the former president kind of changed the image of Southern, especially Democratic Southern politicians to some degree. Is that a fair assessment?
I think that is. And going into the 1970s, when you thought of a Southern governor, you thought of George Wallace, so you thought of Lester Maddox, so you thought of Russ Burnett, Orville Faubus. People who were not you know, intellectual, who were not that they were stupid, but they were not people who came across as measured and literate and beneficent people. And they came in and really were the face of what was the New South at that point.